This is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Welcome to Questions, the show where we answer your questions. And today's question is, would an Elizabeth Warren administration ruin the economy and destroy everyone's chance of having a good retirement? Did Jerry Lewis's hair have more oil in it than the Exxon Valdez? Does Nancy Pelosi's face look like it caught fire and somebody put it out with a hatchet? Does Bernie Sanders look and sound like Doc Brown from Back to the Future?
Oh,
if Hillary Clinton is at a party and she hears someone move, does she turn around to see if it's somebody she knows? Would Joe Biden be a great pick for Raymond if they decided to make Rain Man 2? Is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about as useless as a woodpecker with rubber lips? Does Hillary Clinton have a bigger kill count than a Chuck Norris movie?
Yeah.
Are more people watching paint dry right now than are watching CNN? Is the only thing dumber than New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio a sack of dead rats? Was it a bad idea to leave Tua in that long when Bama played Mississippi State? If Donald Trump cured cancer, would the Democrats be screaming because he put Big Pharma out of business? And finally, if you had to pick between having an intimate evening with Elizabeth Warren or being thrown into an active volcano, would you rather fly or drive to get there? And I'm talking about the active volcano. Tune in again next time for Questions. I'm your host. My name's not important. What's important is I have the answers to your questions.
From the luxurious broadcast studios at 4101 Wall Street, the place they call Blue Water Broadcasting, it's the Health and Wealth Show. A 60-minute program that, easily puts in 70, 80 minutes worth of good advice, entertainment, and just fun stuff. And we talk about one thing. Money. Yeah, you see how I did that?
Yeah, that's good.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, straight from the Mr. Nice Guy convention. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Rusty.
Yes.
I have been to the mouth of a volcano.
Really?
It's very hot.
Yes, because that
very hot
got that lava down there.
Yes, yes. I was up there looking down in the mouth of this volcano. And my wife was getting very upset.
Well, yeah.
But listen, there was about five or six or seven little Japanese guys jumping up and down on the rail, right? And she said, "Don't get around them; they'll pull you in with them."
Why were they doing that? Why do you do something like
that? They were trying to take pictures.
Oh, well, okay. They got
confused. I think they were excited that Elizabeth Warren was not around them. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
You know, they're in a stagnant decade. You know, they're trying to come out of it, and they're glad that she didn't put them into two stagnant decades. The lost decade of growth. Tonight, we're talking about Elizabeth Warren's plan for the nation. And that is, danger, 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 Phil, what's that?
Will Robinson.
Will Robinson.
Or his brother, Phil Robinson, what you were talking about there.
You know, debt danger.
Oh,
debt danger.
By the way, let's say hello to our intrepid intern, Grasshopper. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. See, he's got a great voice.
He sure does.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to,
and for you girls out there,
we'll just have to goose him just a little
don't
bit.
Don't bother us tonight.
No, he's good looking.
I know.
I looked nothing like that. When I was younger,
I saw your pictures.
I was not a bad looking fellow, but this guy, he's movie star looking guy.
I know it.
Thank you.
Kind of reminds me of Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Does your lips quiver?
Thank you.
Do this.
Thank you very much.
Do that.
Okay.
They did, yeah.
Shake your leg or something.
Yeah, right.
But when you call in, you'll be talking to Grasshopper, a wonderful young man, and he's got an interest in radio. We've been trying to talk him out of it, but he's got an interest, so we're going to see what we can show him.
I know. He is going to be the future of, what's that guy that says, and now the rest of the story?
Paul Harvey.
He could be.
All right.
Or he might be an Elvis impersonator.
So he's standing by right now. So call him or call us at 272-9228, and we'll talk about something.
So let's have a Lost in Space trivial question. Do you know a trivial question?
I could probably come up with one.
Okay.
You want to do it right this minute, or you want to give me a couple of minutes?
I'll give you a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, I know one.
All right.
Go
ahead.
You want to ask it now?
Go ahead.
You know the robot?
Uh-huh.
Actually, I have a model of the robot at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom gave it to me for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's been about 15 years ago. And all the kids wanted to open it. But I said, leave that alone. And there was a museum near where I lived in Spokane, Washington, that actually had a full-size replica.
Oh.
And doggone it, I never got over there. But anyway, the robot, everybody called him Robot, but he had a name.
Oh, he had a name.
If you know the robot's name, give us a call at 272-9228.
That's a good trivia question.
What are we going to give away?
Well, we're going to give away various things tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting close to January. And, you know, everybody makes those resolutions to get, you know, better bodies
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff, you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to give away a gym membership for an entire month that has a value of $75.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, we're going to give away $100 if you use
Affordable Events. With Vicky?
With Vicky.
All right.
So $100 off a decor or an event, so you can have either one or both.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the show, we're going to give away a Texas Roadhouse coupon. Credit card.
Yeah, we'll draw from all our calls.
Everyone will win two things. They will win $75 at Anytime Fitness. And for you people who say, I don't need one,
mm-hmm.
I don't want one, we're going to let you transfer it to your friend or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your mama, your daddy, or your best friend.
Somebody you don't even like.
Somebody, well, maybe you could, yeah. Do that. I don't know
if
it sounds good.
Hey, Bob, I hate you, but here's a gym membership for you.
$75 worth of value, 1 month,
mm-hmm.
no questions asked. You can come to Anytime Fitness, work out all you want. And then if you want to join the gym in January, you can join the gym in January. And guess what? We will let you use this January or this December, either one you want, that be your month.
Wow.
So call. Call 272-9228, right?
That's the right number.
Yeah. That's the right number.
I've got to get on over to the gym. I've got a membership, but what I need to get me some of those light gloves. It's the bag gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a punching bag. You get over there and smack it around a little bit and do, you know, some spinning back kicks, that kind of stuff, just to kind of limber up, you know.
We thought we'd be a little bit more
Grasshopper's laughing at you. Spin back here. Yeah.
Instead of giving you carbs and, you know, and things tonight, we're giving you something the opposite.
Yeah, and, you know, people who really, really get into that, they just seem to feel better. I know when I go, and I should go more, I feel a lot better. Maybe what I should do is try to start leaving early in the afternoon when I come up here. Just go by the gym first and piddle around a little, you know.
But don't think that all you're going to get is a coupon for, you know, Anytime Fitness and then the event discount. You will also get in the drawing for the end of this radio show to get a credit card to go to Texas Roadhouse and take $10 off your meal.
And a couple of programming notes while I'm thinking about it. We're off Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving.
Right.
We'll have some special shows there. Thursday night's going to be a Terry Adams show, and Friday night we'll have another show in there ready to go.
Right.
And Wednesday night, I understand. You know what Saturday is, don't you?
Yeah. Football.
There's a big football game coming up.
It's the Iron Bowl.
And we have found a couple.
They're coming in Wednesday.
A mixed marriage.
That's right.
He's an Auburn fan. No, wait a minute. Is that right?
No, you got it backwards.
I got it backwards. He's an Alabama fan. She's an Auburn fan.
You got it right.
And so we're going to have them in and kind of, it's not an intervention, but it's just kind of see how they cope.
Well, name of the show is going to be Cooperation, and we'll throw a bunch of other stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, cooperation, when you're cooperative, you know, you can be married to somewhat of a mixed marriage kind of thing. And also, in this state, you know, there's a lot of people that like Alabama and Auburn. And, you know, some people hate each other, but not really. They just, you know, it's not really like that. But tonight, we're talking about debt dangers. Debt dangers, you know, like we said, Will Robinson, you know, when Netflix relaunched the classic Space Odyssey, Lost in Space, and the classic warning from the robot to the young Will Robinson, it's appearing again in homes, you know. But sadly, we need to be saying more like, danger, Elizabeth Warren, debt danger.
Yes.
That's what we should be saying. The robot should say, no, Elizabeth Warren, debt danger.
Yeah, you know, she was on the other day, and she was talking about we need to just pitch in. We need to pitch in. I don't know if she said 2 cents or 2%. I think she said 2%.
She said 2 cents.
2 cents, she did.
She doesn't
but,
get it right.
I mean, don't we pitch in enough? Don't we pay plenty of taxes? I mean, when you really think about it, when I was selling car parts, a guy come in one day and he had a tax number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means he just didn't pay tax at the point of sale.
Right.
And you can do this if you're in business, but you do eventually have to pay the tax. It's just they I don't know, they pay it quarterly.
I think,
but he said, "Well, I don't pay no tax." I'm like, "Well, you do. You just don't realize." Well, what do you mean? I said, "You pay tax. That part that you have there, there are built-in taxes in the price of that."
Yeah, there's always.
I said, you'll never know.
You don't know.
And he was a little upset when I told him. I said, "You don't have to pay sales tax here, but you pay taxes whether you know it or not."
Well, you always do. You always do. And it's a dangerous thing when the nation is in so much debt. You know, Elizabeth Warren's talking about canceling out all of that debt that the students have. And I'm all for students.
Mm-hmm.
But to do that when we're just adding more debt, we'll get into that in a minute. We got a caller?
Yes, we do. I believe it is Robert.
Robert.
You might be Robert the Robot. I don't know. We got him on the phone now.
You got all his information there. All righty.
You there, Robert?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. You doing okay this evening?
Yes. I have a question for you all.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
A couple years ago, I had a pretty good job making a decent salary, and I accumulated a lot of debt.
Uh-huh.
Then I quit that job, and my debt went south. I mean, my credit went south.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been talking to a couple people saying that they can bring my credit score up if I pay them a certain amount of money. Do you all think that's feasible, or I should just concentrate on trying to find new creditors and just pay on time and get my credit back?
You know, I've heard about those things where you can do something and download something and it'll raise your credit score, but that's a little dubious to me, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know how they can
there
do that.
There are ways to raise your credit. do you mind if I ask you how much money they wanted?
Well, I was in something like about $50,000
for
debt.
$50,000 is what you owe?
$50,000 what I owe because I got a divorce, and in the divorce, in the decree, they made me quit the house to my wife.
Uh-huh.
She lost the house.
You need to call me at 279-7431 because it sounds a little bit complex. I'll try to send you to some people who could help you, but I need to talk to you. We can't do this on the radio. It sounds a little bit too complex.
Okay, Dennis.
Okay. You got my number? 279-7431. Call, leave a message, and I'll call you back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks.
All right. Well, see, now, if Robert called in, he's got a problem. You're going to kind of direct him somewhere that somebody can help him. But, you know, I see these things on TV, and I'm thinking, how can you do that?
Oh, yeah, you can raise your credit. Well, there's all kinds of ways to raise it.
I think if you go on there, sometimes there's things on there that may have been taken care of.
You know, well, it's more than that. There's things on there that haven't been taken care of, but they didn't keep good records. So when you write them and they don't really have the records, they have to take it off your credit. So, I mean, the damaging part off. There's all kinds of things. There's people who specialize in this. I don't do it, but I know the people who do. And there's good ones and bad ones. And it depends on what you're paying and a bunch of other stuff. You can do a lot of it yourself.
Yeah.
But it's a lot better if someone really is an expert, just like I'm an expert in what I do. You don't want to try doing what I do by yourself because you might just mess up, and if your retirement is codependent on it, it's not a good idea.
You know what I wish?
What?
I wish my credit score was as high as my cholesterol. People would be just giving
Well, you can take
stuff.
A pill for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, people would just be giving me stuff.
You can take a pill for it.
For the cholesterol, though?
Yeah. Yeah, there's unless you have a genetic deep print.
If it's something that could be wrong, I got it. You know that.
Well, there's a missing enzyme, and there's a genetic predisposition to have that missing enzyme.
A
missing enzyme.
I thought you said a genetic
predisposition.
That's pretty. I like the way you said that.
Well, you know, I've got science background. So anyway, if you have that missing enzyme, you're going to have high triglycerides. And then you can possibly get fatty liver disease.
You've been reading my mail, haven't you?
No.
Yeah, I've had
that.
I asked the doctor, I said, look, how can I just get a disease that does not have the word fat attached to it? Could you just hook me up with something that just...
Right. But I would like to give away something that'll burn fat tonight.
Yeah.
I would like to give away something a whole month at Anytime Fitness, in addition to $100 off the decor or the event thing. And then on top of that, you will be in the drawing at the end of this show to get a Visa card for Texas Roadhouse. You can go eat some steak.
You want me to run the question by?
Run it by one more time.
Okay, over there.
Maybe
we
can get a caller.
1960s sci-fi classic television series Lost in Space. The Robinson family. Kind of like Robinson Crusoe, I guess.
Right.
And they go out exploring, they get lost in space. And they have all these adventures. They've got this robot, and Will always calls him Robot. But he does have a name. If you know the name of the robot, call us at 272-9228. And you'll talk to Grasshopper. He'll get all your information, and then we'll find out if you know the answer or not.
Yeah. Debt is on the rise for older Americans. In 1998, roughly 37% of Americans aged 56 to 61 years old carried some kind of debt, with the average debt being around $3,634. In comparison of today, though, 42% of Americans between the ages of 56 and 61 carry debt. A 5% increase might not seem so huge, but the average amount of debt at 42% means there's a load of $17,623. That's nearly a 500% increase.
Man.
We are not getting it together. We're not getting our debt paid off, and we got bad debt. A lot of people don't understand. There is good debt, and there's bad debt. And Dave Ramsey don't have the answers. I know he wrote a bunch of books.
Yeah, he did.
But he don't have the right answers.
Well, somebody wrote them.
Okay.
You know, we've got somebody on the phone. I believe Brandon is on the phone. Brandon, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How you doing this evening?
Doing fantastic, gentlemen. Better than I deserve.
There you go. Where are you calling from?
Oh, that's Dave Ramsey, too.
I'm calling from Montgomery.
All right. Well, what can we do for you?
I was going to ask you a question about the robot.
Okay, you know the robot's name on Lost in Space. All right, well, throw it on out there.
His name is Robbie.
That is a good guess, but that is not correct. You know, Robbie was the robot from Forbidden Planet.
Oh, that's right.
But Robbie was actually on Lost in Space on an episode.
Really?
But that is not the correct answer.
Well, we'll throw him in.
We'll put you in anyway, man.
Yeah, we'll put you in.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Are you looking to do some working out in the new year? At any, you know, like you, do you belong to a gym or something?
I do not, and I am looking to work out at the beginning.
We're going to give you a month free to Anytime Fitness for calling
That's awesome.
We're giving it to you. You got his name and his phone number there.
Got him covered.
All right, you're covered there. We're going to give it to you. And also, you're going to be entered into the drawing at the end of the show for a Texas Roadhouse $10 Visa card.
Awesome. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks.
So we still have the trivia question. Anyone know the name of the robot?
Yeah, Robbie was on Forbidden Planet, and he could anything you gave him, he could make you something. He could make it. So Earl Holliman poured a quart of whiskey into the robot's little chamber there, made him like 100 gallons of whiskey, and they all got drunk. Everything was pretty funny.
Did it make the robot work better?
No, but he did have a little hiccup when he talked.
You know, that comes with a
He's in a 12-step program right now.
Yeah, so you know, there's so many big changes that are going on with debt, and they're not good. Debt just keeps to be increasing in our nation. It keeps to be increasing with the middle class, and it's increasing with students. It just keeps on going up. But the answers are not for our nation to go into more debt to get rid of debt for someone who never paid in. You know, not in my opinion. There's other things that can forgive debt or reduce debt. You know, 32% of older Americans carry non-mortgage debt each month. That's the bad debt.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Non-mortgage debt is the bad debt. You know, credit cards and things that cost you more than you should be paying for that debt. We got another caller?
We got a couple.
All right.
We've got Michael. Is Michael on line one? All right, sir. Michael on line one. Michael, you there?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Michael.
I'm all right. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing great. Last I heard, I was doing okay, so I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So are you?
I wanted to give a shot at answering the robot name.
Okay.
Was his name Gunter?
Gunter. I don't think that's right. No, but that would be a cool name for a robot.
Yeah.
Okay. I remembered an acronym in there for a robot. I was hoping that was it.
That would be a good Christmas special. Gunter the robot. Da, 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 da. That'd be pretty cool.
That could.
That's not it, though. We're going to put your name in.
Were you looking for, working out here in the new year?
I probably should.
Do you want a Anytime Fitness month free?
I wouldn't say no.
All right. Well, we're going to put you in for the 1 month free on Anytime Fitness. We're also going to put you in on the drawing at the end of the show to get a Visa card for $10 off at Texas Roadhouse.
There you go.
Sweet. Thank you, guys, and thanks for all y'all do.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we love it.
I like that Gunter the robot thing.
That was a good guess.
If I ever get me a robot, I'm going to name him Gunter, probably.
Yeah.
I just think it's good.
It's a cool name. Got another call?
Who's on? Brandon. This is Brandon. Yes. Who did I just talk to? Somebody else named Brandon?
No, the same guy. I just remembered his name.
Okay.
It's a weird one. I think it's his name, though. I'm not sure, because there's a lot of sci-fi movies that kind of blur together in my mind.
I understand. Welcome to my world.
I haven't looked it up. I think it's like Blinky, maybe, or something like that. Something Winky, Blinky?
Blinky?
Blinky, I think.
No, that's not it. Blinky the robot. I bet that there's probably could be a Blinky the robot.
Could be.
You know what I saw the other day? Because I'm always looking at stuff on YouTube and everything. I saw some the original Astro Boy cartoons. You remember those?
Yeah, I do.
Way back, they're Japanese, and you can always tell when you got Japanese animation because The people who are the people who are dubbing it have to talk real fast to get everything in because the Japanese they talk very fast.
Oh yeah, they do.
Hey, keep thinking about it and try again.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Winky the robot.
Like I said, the majority of the debt is in the bad debt. Credit cards.
Yeah, now, credit cards, you know, to Sears and all that kind of stuff.
You know, to whoever. You know, 40% of older Americans have at least $5,000 in credit card debt. Mm-hmm. And more than one in five of them owe more than $10,000. Now, this creates a big problem for a lot of retirees, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the big debt that's hovering out there is undoubtedly the debt that the young people are building up to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand that it's a problem.
Well, I was having a conversation with young Grasshopper here a while ago.
Oh, really?
And he is of the age that he might be thinking about, you know, some higher education. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I was in school, they just beat us up and held us down and slapped us in the face and said, you got to go to college.
Oh, yeah.
You will never get a job. You will never amount to anything.
Yep.
And now mm-hmm. there's nobody that can weld. There's nobody that can be a plumber mm-hmm. and do stuff like that. So they're saying you should go to trade school.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot less. And plus, you know, if you come out of college with 60, 70, 80, and that's on the low end, $60,000, $80,000 worth of debt,
right,
and you got one of these junk degrees,
mm.
and you know,
don't do you any good.
You're going to be working down at the sandwich shop
yeah.
down there.
So now there's an interesting debt that I never really thought much about.
Mm-hmm.
But in May of 2018, an article came out from Bankrate.com.
Yeah.
It said more older Americans are taking on student loan debt than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't make a lot of sense to me until I read a little further. Found that the number of American consumers age 60 and older with student loan debt quadrupled between 2005 and 2015, jumping from 700,000 mm-hmm. to 2.8 million.
Wow.
As the cost of college has skyrocketed in the past few decades, many older borrowers are making the choice to help out with college expenses. So what they're doing is they're taking out a private or a federally student loan loan in their name, and they gift it to a child or grandchild, but they act as a cosigner or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they get in trouble. You know, the debt is just overcoming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand Elizabeth Warren's bait, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
you know. But for her to tax us 42% national sales tax and all these other things, pay for student debt, pay for all this Medicare for all and everything,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to pay 42 cents for every dollar that I spend in taxes. I don't think the average person does either, even if they're in debt.
No.
There's other ways to get around debt. And, it's, you know, generous grandparents is a good thing, but debt's not.
No, not at all.
And it's just kind of good.
You want to let's take a short break just to kind of, I don't know, just to
chill. Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay, let me find what I was looking for here. Okay, we're going to just take a couple minutes just to step back, catch our breath,
yes.
wipe our sweaty brows, and we'll be back with more Health and Wealth with David Ernest right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
California's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is really making a name for himself. He's leading his party's attempt to impeach President Donald Trump. But the more he talks, the more it looks like he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why the folks at Bumco have come up with this great new product. It's a little hat you can wear that looks like a big pile of poo. Get yourself one today, and you too can be a Schiff head. If someone cuts you off in traffic and you see they're wearing the hat, they can't help it. They're a Schiff head. You're in the fast lane on the interstate and you get behind somebody doing 50. check out the driver's hat. He's a Schiff head. And if you act right now during this great radio offer, we'll include some free stickers for your car. Put one on your bumper, and everybody will know why you're taking up two parking places at Walmart. You're a Schiff head. Everybody in Washington is wearing them. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, even Elizabeth Warren, who recently upgraded to the American Indian version with lovely tassels and little feathers sticking out of the poop. There she is now. Elizabeth, hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? But wait, there's more. For a slightly higher fee, we can clean out your skull and install the hat on the inside of your head. Then you'll be Schiffer Brains. Just send $47,000 to the address on your radio. In about 9 years, your poo hat will show up, and you can be a Schiff head too. Act now before this offer expires. Oh, sorry, it's expired already. Schiff head, illegal in Canada, Mexico, the Virgin Islands, legal in Washington, D.C., but not required as everyone there is understood to be a Schiff head anyway. From Bumco.
That's one of those great Bumco products. If you'd like a catalog, well, I'm not sure how you can get one, but there's one out there somewhere. This is the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Now, David's phone number at his office. This is where you call and set up your appointment. It is no obligation, free. And you're going to learn something about your finances, even if you just sit down with him for 30 minutes. And you'll probably think, you know, I need this guy in my corner. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. David's also on the World Wide Web over there at retirewithernest.com. Facebook is Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And there's a link on there somewhere that takes you to a YouTube channel that's got a bunch of our stuff on it, too. Of course, you can hear us here each weekday evening from 6 until 7 on the weekends, Saturday mornings at 8:30, Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock. And let's see. Oh, this coming Sunday morning, we have a brand new show just in time for Christmas.
Ooh.
It's our Halloween show.
Yes.
Yeah.
On television.
Yeah. And what we're going to do, we want you to watch this thing. And I know 5:30 in the morning, you're thinking, Rusty, have you lost your mind? No. DVR it. Watch it later, because we're going to ask some questions that have to do with the show, and we're going to give stuff away. And the only way you could win something is if you watch the show. And it's pretty good. It's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. It's a good show.
So that's this Saturday. I'm sorry, this Sunday morning,
5:30 a.m.
In the morning on ABC 32.
ABC 32.
There you go. So now you've got some stuff over there. You were passing out some information.
Yeah. Well, you know, Forbes likes to write articles about debt and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that came out in September 2017. They said, how debt is threatening retirement dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how to provide 5 ways to take action now to avoid the debt danger.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one is pay down debt first. Okay. Prioritize, you know, paying off the debt, but not all the debt. Some people make the mistake of paying down the wrong debt first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Now, the debt you want to pay, is it the bad debt?
Yes.
The credit cards and
yes.
that sort of thing?
Unless you're in just, you know, some people are in a unique situation.
Yeah.
Let's say that you were really, really, really in foul debt. And you had a lot of money, or some money, or, you know, a decent amount,
mm-hmm.
in your retirement account. Do not do this. Do not go into your retirement account and pay down your debt using your retirement account. That's a bad way to pay off debt.
Mm-hmm.
Because that money probably would never be replaced if you do that. And number two, it is protected by law from, problems, like if have a lien or something put on you or whatever,
right.
Obligation like that.
So if the bill collector decided, well, we're just going to get tough, we're going to take your money, they cannot get your retirement.
They cannot. No, they cannot get your retirement. There's no, it's judgment proof to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two entities that can get retirement money.
Mm-hmm.
One's the government, go figure,
mm-hmm.
the IRS, and the other is a spouse.
Hmm.
They
this,
can get
this would be like in a divorce settlement?
Something like
that sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's the and then, you know, in community property states, it's different than it is in, say, like our state, which is not a community property state.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of things that you can do. A lot of people split the debt between them and such as that.
You made me think of something. I heard this the other day. Actually, I heard it years ago, and I can say this because I'm from Elmore County. What do a redneck divorce and a tornado have in common?
I don't know.
At the end of the day, with either one, somebody's going to lose a mobile home. direct all your complaints to Grasshopper here at he's
yeah. So it's so important to know which debt should be paid down first,
mm-hmm.
how to do it. Don't get rid of good debt with retirement money.
Mm. Let me
it's
ask
just
you
a bad way to do it.
I'm sure some of our folks, and I think Robert called in. He was our first caller tonight. There's a lot of these places out there that say, look, you got credit card debt, call us, we'll take care of it. We'll get it all forgiven,
right.
A lot of it forgiven,
yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. How reputable are these?
Some aren't.
And if somebody called you up and said, hey, I need this, you would be able to tell them who's reputable.
Absolutely.
And who's not.
Yeah,
because there's some of them out there that you're probably going to be in worse shape if you go with them than you are now.
Well, at least or you won't get anything, really,
right.
except paying them money,
mm-hmm.
you know. So the thing is your situation and somebody that would sit down with you and go over that problem with you. And that's what I do. I listen to people's problems and things. So, if you've got retirement money built up and then you've got debt built up, too, you probably need to contact me. Because the worst thing in the world is to take money out of your 401k, your IRA, and pay off good debt. Now, bad debt, we need to look at the situation to see whether it should be looked at or not. So there's a lot of things that you need to think about. You may want to stop supporting your adult children, for example, if you're older.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the problems that really brings down older Americans when they have to do this and they don't have the funds to do what they should be doing for themselves. So it's going to lead to a lot of difficult conversations and it's going to drain your finances, but it will help you avoid more debt. The other thing is downsizing,
mm-hmm.
but doing it in the right way.
Right.
When you downsize, you don't just downsize. You really need to sit down and talk with someone who knows more about how you should be downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
Your house, or you want to go into a retirement center like a CCRC. If you were in Florida, they got those continuing retirement centers, care retirement centers. You know, these kind of things. If you didn't have a lot of income, maybe you want to look at one of these government programs that'll pay up to 70% of your rent on, you're maintaining you in an apartment. And so there's all kinds of things that you can do. You need to understand how the Social Security system works in case one of your partners, you lose. And one of the things I keep hearing people say is, oh, well, I'll only get 50% of their Social Security. That's not right. You get the higher of the one. That's how it works. The higher of the one. The other thing that you might want to talk about is delaying your retirement. You know, I have a lot of people who come in and we talk about it. If they want to retire right off, and maybe they want to get away from where they are because they're so, I wouldn't call it unhappy, but they're just in a situation, they're tired of doing what they've been doing, and they want a more relaxed kind of environment to work in. Maybe they want to do something on their own, or maybe they want to switch over to something. And, you know, we sit down and we talk to people about how to do such things. We review the Social Security. We review what the retirement can be, like a 401k rollover,
mm-hmm.
and such as that. So, you know, if we can increase something by hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month. The other thing, a lot of people bring in these things that they get from their lump sums, and they'll say, hey, you know, they'll let me have $100,000 to roll over, but if I stay there, they're going to pay me $400, $500, $600 a month, you know, for such an amount of time. And, you know, there's ways to look at that. In other words, if you roll the money over, you've got the cash. I always say a bird in the hand is better than a bird or two birds in a bush. And so that is that if you were to die,
mm-hmm.
and the income goes away, if it's put into the wrong, you know, situation, the wrong, if you selected the wrong way to do it,
right?
Then I've seen this happen where a spouse would get more per month, and then they die, and then the one they left behind got nothing. And so, you know, there's all kinds of things you want to make sure that you're doing correctly. And having your cake and eat it, too, is the best way to do it. And by the way, I like to have my cake and eat
cake
it, too.
I like cake. Cake is one of my favorite vegetables. But the thing is, a lot of times, people don't know how to do what you're talking about.
No.
So this is where David comes into play. 279-7431. Just, you might want to jot that down. Put it in your phone. It's a good number to have. David Ernest Financial, LLC.
Yeah.
279-7431. Call him today. Get yourself an appointment. And no obligation, absolutely free, and you're going to learn something.
Today we're talking, obviously, about debt dangers.
Mm-hmm.
We're also talking about, you know, how Elizabeth Warren would hurt the economy by causing more debt, and that's a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
But our own debt is something that we've got to manage. Student loan debt is something that needs to be managed. It's kind of weird, and that student loan debt is one of the only debts that you cannot discharge
right.
if you bankrupt. So a lot of people say, well, I'll just bankrupt. No, you won't. No, you won't. There, like, we had a doctor call in here a few months ago. Well, he's not a doctor yet, remember?
Yeah.
And he wanted to know how to discharge that debt later on. And then we talked about that he was going to probably serve an area that's underprivileged, and the government will discharge the debt.
And see, that's smart.
That's smart. So there's things that you might need to know how to get the government to discharge the debt. So if you're doing something that the government wants bad enough, then the government will probably, or possibly, should I say, discharge your debt, just like that physician, future physician. So two kinds of debt that really, really hurt, though. Like I said, the two worst kind of debts out there for older people, or really for anybody, is credit card debt and student loan debt. That's the real debt. Of course, probably the worst kind of debt we don't talk about and we joke about is when you borrow money from one of those cutthroats called a, what do you call those kind of people? You know, they're not good.
A loan shark?
No, loan shark. Yeah.
Oh, really? Did I get it right?
You got
it. Oh, okay. I was joking. I was thinking these, these were places you go in and they lend you money and they want like double the money back in a week or something.
Well, you know how those work. Those, they don't want your stuff. I've talked to a lot of them. They do not. You go in there and you give them a stereo and you get $100, $200 uh-huh. or whatever. They want you to come back and give them the $100 plus the $50 or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, with $150 in a week or two, whatever. I don't do it, so I don't really know. They want that.
Mm-hmm.
They've told me multiple times, because I've got some that are clients and friends of mine, they said, we do not want it. They open up all the, they say, you see all this junk we got out here? Mm-hmm. We didn't want it. You know, the only reason why we do that is because the people want it, and so they come back and pay us.
I have a friend, and he worked at a pawn shop, and I went by to see him one day. And so he says, you got to come back here and check this out. He takes me back in the back room. There is a 71 Cadillac, lime green, red interior, convertible, sitting there.
Guy
come in and borrowed money on it. I was like, oh, my gracious.
That sounds like a TV show in itself.
It was clean. It was pretty. I don't know what he wanted for it, but I was thinking, yeah, if that guy don't come back, I would consider making a loan and getting that.
So, you know, as a grandparent, it's just hard for a grandparent to say no.
They love the grandchildren.
You know, they just love grandchildren. But grandkids, don't don't do that if you can help it, because, you know, there's just other ways, you know, grants, work, work study, various things. Maybe you don't go to the expensive school. Maybe you go to an school inside the city, like AUM. AUM's a great school.
Oh yeah.
And guess what? I've seen the statistics on AUM, and it is they have high rates of acceptance in the medical schools, and people that get out of there are really, really, really smart, a lot of them, and they make a lot of money.
Hey, you want to take a short break?
Let's do it.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back to wrap things up here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7 and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, 6:48, about 12 minutes before, that would be 7 o'clock, and we still got some time left if you'd like to take a stab at the trivia question on Lost in Space. The robot had a name, you know.
Yeah, you've already...
We never got an answer to that.
Never got an answer.
No, I got another question, though, if we need it.
Oh, well, okay.
But,
throw another question in there. Maybe they can answer that one.
Okay. Now, there's another Lost in Space question.
Okay.
This will be easy.
All right.
Finish this sentence. Never fear. And then I need the rest of it from you. And that's from Lost in Space.
Ooh.
Never fear. And then you give me the rest of it. It's three words.
And.
That goes with it. Oh, and the phone's ringing.
There we go.
I bet somebody knows it now. That's good.
Never fear.
Remember, we're having the mixed marriage show Wednesday night for Auburn.
The Iron Bowl show.
Yeah, Auburn and Alabama fans married.
We're going to call it cooperation show.
Yeah.
And you got to have some cooperation.
And
it's
this great couple that we know. They're He's a client of yours, I
think. Yes, he is.
But they're just nice folks.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful guy.
Okay, let's see here. Good Lord.
All right.
Okay, it's Barb. Okay, we're going to the phone now. Barb is on the phone, and we're going to find out if Barb knows this. Is this Barb?
This is Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's got Barb on there.
That's fine. Barb. I've been called Barb before.
Did they ever call you Barbarella?
No, they call me Babs.
Yeah. I've had people call me that, and I don't know why. Okay, now, are you calling about the trivia question?
Well, I don't know if I am or not. I guess you'd say I cheated because I looked it up online and it said the General Utility Non-Theorizing Environmental Control Robot, also known simply as M3B9.
That's him.
All right.
B9.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I'll be dog.
Barbara, you have won the trivia question. So
fantastic.
So here's your choices. We can give you a month free at Anytime Fitness. We can give you $100 off a decor or an event with, what's the name of that company?
That is Affordable Events.
Affordable Events.
Vicky over on Vicky,
yes,
Bell
yes.
Road.
I know Vicky, I just can't think of the name of her company. And we can also put you in for a drawing, which everybody that's, we're going to announce that in just a little bit. Everybody who has called in, we're going to, somebody's going to get a Texas Roadhouse Visa card. So,
I would like just to be put in for the drawing. I live in Prattville, and I'm not going to go all the way to Montgomery to a fitness center.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I had done this a little bit sooner, my granddaughter just got married last month. We could have used the event planning, but anyway.
Oh, well. Maybe someone out there is listening can use the event planning or a decor with them, which I don't think the decor is
absolutely
very expensive. Yes.
Thank you so much. And I called and won a pizza last week. And this is just a fun show. I really enjoy listening to it.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, man. We try to make it fun and informative.
But you
and
do.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And informative. And I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now. That's Barbara. What'd you put Barb in there?
Okay. All right. So we need to announce the winner. How many have we got there?
We have
four.
Two losers. One question.
All right.
Are you going to spin the big wheel?
I'm going
to
spin. We'll
have to bring the big wheel in here so we can spin it.
I've got a number in my mind between one and four.
37.
So which one? Give me a number.
Three. And I have no idea who it is because I don't remember.
Barb, you have won.
Oh my goodness,
Barb, you have won the Texas Roadhouse. We do need
not the whole Texas Roadhouse.
No. Barb, you need to let us know how you want to pick this up. We can send it to you through the mail. If you'll call back or call me at 279-7431 and leave me your address.
Mm-hmm.
Your name and address, 279-7431. Leave me your name and address. We will send you the Texas Roadhouse coupon.
And that's a great number to have anyway.
Yes.
If you'd like to talk to somebody about your finances and your retirement, 279-7431. You will talk to David Ernest, who has been voted Nice Guy of the Year 17 years in a row.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's a good guy.
And Robert, Brandon, and is that Michael? You guys, I've got your phone number. You got 279-7431. Call me, and I will turn these over to Anytime Fitness. And also, if you want to use the decor, $100, whatever, or both or one, you've won those. So just let me know and how to contact you so that we can tell Anytime Fitness that you've won the month. Free
there you go.
At Anytime Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great show.
Yeah, it's turned out pretty good. You know, for a Monday.
Right.
You know, everybody has a bad day on Monday. Monday gets a bad rap sometimes.
I know. But, you know, to talk about managing your debt and the things that you should and shouldn't do, you know, if I was going to give some huge advice, be careful about the way you pay off your home. If you're using retirement money, it's just not a good idea at all.
7431.
It's just not a good idea to do that. And if you got any other questions, you can call me at 279-7431. Any questions dealing with money, we can try to help you out, especially if it has to do with retirement money or retirement rollovers or anything that our accountants or our attorneys that we're associated with can help you with. We can get you those answers for free, usually. Free consultation.
Mm-hmm.
279-7431. Just give us a call.
Write it down. Put it in your phone. Hang it up on the refrigerator if you want to. That's a good place for it.
Right.
We got about a minute. If you want to.
Well, you know, this nation is in a lot of debt.
Yeah.
So as this next year approaches us and we're thinking about, you know, our roots and what we want to do about our economy and who we want to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
We know right now that the economy is running on high fumes. It's doing a really good job. And we also know that we need to close the border down to keep a lot of that stuff that's going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
I need controls on it. It's what we need. and we do not need to have a lot of debt added to our nation. So as this time approaches, think about it. And also think about your retirement plan. Think about where you want to be, you know, when you retire. And if you want to be in a safe place, give me a call, 279-7431. I'm an asset preservationist, and I'm proud to be that.
We got to get you a hat with it on there. That would be so cool. Now, we'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock, doing the same thing over again. Remember, Wednesday night's going to be the Alabama-Auburn or the Iron Bowl show.
Yep.
And we're off Thursday and Friday, and you'll be listening to some reruns.
And we're going to talk about cooperation on the Iron Bowl show.
Now, you got me in a science fiction kind of thing. Did you know that Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock,
yeah,
did you know that he actually had a couple of albums out?
I did not.
From back in the day. I think everybody cut an album back then.
I did not.
Shatner's got a couple.
I know Shatner's got
one. Yeah, and he does it up. But here's one from Leonard Nimoy, and it's called Highly Illogical.
Makes sense.
Thanks for listening to the Health and Wealth Show.
Adios.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.